Amen.
This week we come to week 8. I think many of us have it. Maybe we could take out our outlines and let's read the title together. Amen. Okay, ready? Growing into a holy temple in the Lord. Amen. And actually, I wanted to start in this way by reading some of the verses in the scripture reading.
Yes.
So Ephesians 2, 5 to 6, and 18 to 22. So let's all read those verses together. Amen. And offenses made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together with him, and seated us together with him in the heavenlies, in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
18 to 22. For through him we both have access in one spirit unto the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints, and members of the household of God, being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom all the building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord. In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. Amen. So we see this title actually comes from Ephesians 2, right? Paul wrote this, he said this, that we are growing into a holy temple in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So we see from the start of Ephesians 2 what man's wretched condition was, right? He was a sinner, but man was not only sinful, man was dead, right? So this is how Ephesians 2 starts. But then the Lord and his being rich in mercy,
amen,
and because of his great love,
amen,
right? He came to redeem us. And so we appreciate the Lord for all that he's done. In his work of redemption, the Lord has saved us. Hallelujah. We've been saved.
Amen.
Right? And this is not of ourselves, but this is the gift of God.
Amen.
Right? We were saved out of our wretched condition.
Amen.
Into the position that the Lord wants us to be in, which is really a realm of life.
Amen.
Right? He doesn't want to leave us in this this position of death, but actually he wants to bring us into life. And so he starts by enlivening us, right? Dispensing himself into us. All the believers in Christ who have been saved have received this divine life,
amen,
right? And we've been seated together with Christ in the heavenly.
Amen.
And so there's really a progression in this chapter.
Yes.
We see how the church is produced.
Yes.
And this has much to do with the Lord's redemptive work. And in the second half, I believe from verse 11 to 22, we see the building of the church.
Yeah.
So the church is brought into existence, but then it needs to be built up.
Amen.
Amen. So how does the church get built up? All right, this is what we want to see today. So although we've been brought to God, we've been reconciled to God, There is a need on our side of the experience, right? We need to be the ones who are enjoying the Lord's life, so that we can carry out his purpose of building his church.
Amen.
Right? Matthew 16, the Lord says, I will build my church.
Amen.
Right? This is something that he will do.
Yes.
Believe it or not, he will do it.
Yes.
Right? And so right now we're in this process of being built up.
Amen.
Right, of growing into a temple in the Lord. So I really appreciate verse 18. Verse 18 shows us that we have access. Right, you can receive something of life and enjoyment. Right, as those who have become God's people, we have access to the riches of God. Amen. And so we need to access this. We need to come to God. And one way is really through our fellowship with Him. Amen. Right? When we fellowship with the Lord, when we spend time with Him, this is us partaking of Him. Right? And we are using our right to God. And this is in the Son, through the Spirit, unto the Father. Amen. Right? And so the triune God wants to dispense Himself into us.
Yes.
And so at the start of this new year, once again, I'd like to just encourage the saints to actually schedule your times with the Lord. Our being saved is for a purpose, right? So the Lord could dispense Himself for the building. So practically, what does that look like? There needs to be some kind of interaction between us and the Lord. And if you put this in your schedule, you actually separate some time so that the Lord could carry out this this dispensing work.
Amen.
And so may we be those who spend time with the Lord and use this access unto the Father. Amen. And so really God's goal is building, right? And this kind of time with Him, He has the way for Him to increase in us, for His life to grow in us. And so may we be open to Him. But this word building, what does it really mean? What does building mean? I think we probably read it this week. But what does it really mean? Right? The ministry helps us to see that building is actually the enlargement, the expansion of God in a corporate way. And so this building is it needs to be carried out through by of the Lord and through in us, right? It needs to be carried out by the Lord in us. And so for this purpose, we have the Lord Jesus as the cornerstone.
Amen.
All right, we see this in Roman numeral 2. As believers in Christ and as members of the body of Christ, we are being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone.
Amen.
Amen. And so this week helped us to see that Christ, the cornerstone, is for the building up of the church.
Amen.
When the Lord, His last week on the earth, He, in Matthew, He had interaction in chapter 21 with many of the Jewish leaders and the Pharisees and the scribes. And He spoke of this matter from Psalm 118, that He was the cornerstone. Although they had rejected Him, God in resurrection had chosen Him to be the head of the corner.
Amen.
The Jews were building something, but they had rejected the most important piece.
Amen.
And so for us, in our experience, in our building the church and being built up together, we need to take the Lord as the cornerstone.
Amen.
We need to experience Him as the cornerstone. And in Him, who is the cornerstone, He joins us together. He fits us together for this for the building of the holy temple, right? Mm-hmm. For the building of God's house. And so I'll end off with this, point 2A. For the building up of the church as the temple of God, we need to experience Christ as the cornerstone.
Amen.
And Christ as the cornerstone, all the building is growing into a holy temple in the Lord.
Amen.
In God's New Testament economy, Christ as the cornerstone and His saving us. Even in His saving us, the beginning of this chapter, Ephesians 2, the Lord saved us as the cornerstone, right? First makes us living stones for the building up of God's spiritual house. And then in the process of His transforming us, builds us up into a dwelling place of God so that He can carry out God's eternal economy for God's good pleasure. So praise the Lord for the cornerstone. May we be those who endeavor to grow in the spiritual life, to receive the dispensing from God, and to be built up with others. The Lord Jesus being the cornerstone, the one who joins us together. Amen.
Okay.
So I'll stop there.
Amen.
this week is very difficult to share. You know why? Because all the training starts from message 5, 6, 7, 8, 4 message. It's a crystallization, the new update message. When my sister listened to the radio, he said, life study, he cannot find it, those message. That's his update, brand new message. So I think those FTTA trainee is really blessing. They hear something we never heard before.
Yeah.
Even the sister Amy, he said, I cannot find it. This week, those message is different from life study. It's true. This is a crystallization. New update message for us.
Amen.
I don't have too exciting. Brother, just read. I'll be quick, okay? Brother, read the first eight message because all the reference is from the verse. You see, brother, read the day one message. That's the beginning. Tell us the Ephesians chapter 2. Tell us from the beginning the trying God to be our dispenser. And Christ also is have to this impart to us and work on us. But the stuff from Ephesians 2, that's what you see, the Ephesians 2. Wow, very touch us from the start from 5. You see the brother bring the key point to us? He said, made us alive together. Then raise us up together. And seat us together. Hallelujah. Oh, only three together is so encouraging us. Amen. So you see the burden. Then from the day 2, you see they come to the very crucial point. Talk about the efficient. Three verses, very important. From the day 2, you see, build up the foundation of the apostle and the prophet, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. Talk about foundation and the cornerstone. That's verse 20. But from the 21 to 22, wow, that's the burden for this message. Ephesians 21, in whom the building being fitted together. Wow, together again. And it's growing into the holy temple in the Lord. Amen. Paul talked about in his epistle, talked 8 times, talked about the temple. But the only Ephesians talked only 1 time in this verse. Very important. Amen. Then the Ephesians 2:22 continue. You see, it seems like a formula. He say, in whom we also are being built together. Wow. You see, brother told, wow, you only found the word together. Amen. Into the dwelling place of God in spirit.
Amen.
You see, this verse 2 very similar together. But you see the burden, I will repeat again. You see the difference. In whom all the building being fitted together, growing into the holy temple. Talk about temple. This word. In the Lord. Amen. Second one. 22. In whom you also are being built together into the dwelling place of God in spirit. So because the verse 21 talk about all the building. That means talk about universal church. All the building. Relate to temple. Amen? And 22 didn't talk about anything. Talk about the local church. Being built together in the dwelling place of God in spirit.
Amen.
Wow. Dwelling place in the local church. You see, that's a very comfortable place. The place you enjoy your rest. Even you heard from the hour. But when you come to the church, you feel rest. That's this temple. Temple. The really the Greek meaning. It close to the Old Testament, the 9 and now. That means pleasure place. When you come to the church, you feel I have to rest. I really enjoy in the all the local churches. Wherever you go to Piscataway, wherever you go, any place, you feel the local church is the place. Even if you are in the Vietnam, when you come in here, you feel, wow, this is the right church. I feel rest. I will come home. Hallelujah. Now, so from this verse, all the message introduce one great word. That word study only crystallization have. Wow. Brother, we really enjoyed up to date this ministry. Noah's talk in here, to talk to the temple. You know, when we talk, did you see very funny things? In this message, it's from the first king, right? But we didn't read any verse from the first king. We read all the verse from the New Testament. But his burden is to explain this key word, temple. Temple. Amen? I stop here.
More fellowship with God, but how to more fellowship I found that we need to eat him as food and seek him at the dining table and also eat slowly. And more of him would add in us. So this addition of God into us is the goal he gave. It's not by us. It's by himself. So for God to give growth means that he gave us himself. Amen. So I just really touched by this. And the third part is the intuition. This is not the simple feeling. The feeling is from our soul. But actually we need to practice our heart. And practice not our heart only, it's practice our spirit. After I mentioned the first and the second step, we can hear the word, the voice from the God. And we can get the answer or the shining from the God and as our guidance. And without any struggling or wondering. Just like 2 years ago in 2021 in January 10, I just decided to move from Hong Kong to US.
Amen.
Carla wants home and fellowship with her. After I come to read the Bible 1.5 months, I try to get the answer from the God, not from the human being. And after that, from the Bible, when I see the Philippians 3:8, and then I get my answer, and without any struggle, I just pick up my cell phone and book the ticket and fly to US. And right now I join this Peace Gallery Church, the family life and church life. Thank you, God. Amen. Practice this spirit and no any wondering. So, based on these three steps, I think the priority for us, we still need more continue the fellowship of God. So, it means to add more Him into us and grow to us. So, but based on the relationship with God, I think we need to also three steps. The first one, we need to believe to God. He is the only the one God in the world. The second is we need to let God know more about us. We need more fellowship. The third one is we let God know more about us. When the Jesus come, we as a white army, we need to let our God to realize that. So based on the belief to God, I want to ask for additional more time to do a testimony. I just want to do a testimony. How did God have done to my mom 2 days ago? The God is the real, is the reliable, and the merciful God.
Amen. Amen.
My mom passed away 2 days ago. On my birthday. Also, when I do testimony and the funding for the fellowship, in the same time, in the my mom passed away. is logical. And he chose my mom. And he prepared my mom. And belong to him.
Amen.